I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Christians are hopeful a ceasefire between the Lord's Resistance Army and the government of Uganda will allow people to return to their homes. Life Water International has been providing water wells for the internally displaced peoples, or IDPs, for years through the Deliverance Church's joy drilling. Life Water's Pat Cleaver says they'll be seeking out local churches to help them.
Maybe they'll work together collaboratively to form a crusade. As they're on the site working, and they may be in a village for a week or two and spending time with people. There have been churches that have been planted as a result of their work in the communities.
Next, the World Evangelical Alliance is telling people in North America about the plight of suffering believers around the world through two events. WEA's Jeff Tunnicliffe says they're doing just that through what they're calling their global briefing.
God is doing so many tremendous things around the world, and there's so many stories that we could tell. So we've decided to bring a team of people from around the world to travel across to several cities in North America to give a global briefing of what God is doing, not only through the persecuted church, but in many different parts of the world.
November 12th is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. MNN is airing a special IDOP broadcast, and WEA will be partnering in that. And Franklin Graham, Dennis Rainey, and other leaders will be among the speakers at the 2006 Global Summit on AIDS and the Church. The two-day conference, beginning November 30th, is sponsored by Purpose Driven Ministries. Pastor Rick Warren says churches offer spiritual support that neither business nor government can offer. The summit at Saddleback Church will help churches start or enhance their own HIV/AIDS outreach, which can't help but see many who are suffering turn to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.